How does it feel to be human? That's the question that artist Leah Nobel has been asking herself and others for the last 3 years to create her album, Running in Borrowed Shoes.
You see right through, you say come in, go on and make yourself a home. It's a gift to be truly known.
It's based on interviews with 100 people, online and in person, about their vulnerabilities and joys. Kind of like a Humans of New York, but set to music. Leah Nobel joins me now from Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Why did you want to do this project?
Well, I was feeling pressure to create something new, and I didn't really feel like I had done enough living between the two projects I had made months prior to write about something personal. And I sort of thought, oh, well, I could write fiction, or maybe I could write about other people's experiences. And I knew that I would have to interview people in order to really get that information. The idea just really called to me, and once it sort of arrived, I sort of became obsessed with it. And also because I was just looking for more meaning in my work.
And I read that you actually sat in a YMCA with a sign that read, "Come talk to me," in all capital letters.
Yes, I sat in the YMCA and some coffee shops. And what I noticed doing that was, if one person came up to me and decided to be interviewed, then all day I would be busy back to back to back to back.
But you waiting just needed for the first person.
Yes, yes. Because people had to see that it was safe.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I would sit there for 20 minutes or so waiting for someone and smiling at people. And, you know, people were curious. They thought I was a grad student, or they weren't sure what I was doing.
And would you tell them this is for music?
Yes. The music was number one.
I set you a place at the table, hoping maybe you would change your mind.
Did people just volunteer really intimate stuff, or did you have to kind of draw it out of them? Like, how did you find their story?
Part of it had to do with the questions that I decided to ask. I wanted the flow of conversation to feel natural, but I specifically chose questions that kind of bypass small talk.
Oh, stop, you don't have to be a soldier.
Not all the people I interviewed were strangers. Some of them were actually people I knew. And if I were to go back and do this all over again, I probably would choose to interview just strangers, because I actually felt that strangers felt more comfortable sharing more with me, because I think they didn't think that I had as much reason to judge them, maybe.
I want to play one of the songs that stands out to me on this album, and it's called Steps.
It's breaking my heart into steps.
There was a war that summer, and the blood dripped down from the pulpit. And as much as I tried to control it, I watched my heart turn like my foundation cracked.
Tell me the story here.
So Steps is the only song on Running in Borrowed Shoes that is sort of a direct musical translation of somebody's story. I really wanted to get the perspective of refugees for this project.
Left my father to rot in the prison, but injustice cannot be forgiven. No hallelujah, please, for hypocrisy.
Fabrice and Fiona are refugees from Rwanda, and the story of Steps is specifically the brother's story. He was a child during the Rwandan genocide, and he was raised in a really sort of strict, born-again Christian household, and many people in his church ended up participating in the genocide, and it really warped the way he looked at God and the way he looked at religion. And the story of Steps is his sort of story of forgiveness and him allowing God back into his life in a different capacity.
What do you think you've understood about the human condition after this project?
That it's a mixed bag. Being a human is hard, and I was sort of obsessed with trying to get the most diverse landscape of human experience as possible, but I realized the core things that make us human, the things that we want the most, they're all the same.
Leah Nobel's new album is Running in Borrowed Shoes. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Lost in my-